Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desire to live for you. The mighty things you do, I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out your name. My
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Joseph's Inspiration, A to Z Essential Oils for Cancer Care. And this is Josie. Today is the 27th of, July. So we're winding down the month and midway into summer a bit, and things have changed some and they have not changed in other ways. We still are living in a situation with COVID. We still have a lot of turmoil going on in the world around us. But I'm going to share a message now that I opened up a book this morning that I have that was given to me called 50 Days of Hope, Daily Inspiration for Your Journey Through Cancer by Lynn Eve. And she's the author of When God and Cancer Meet. I had the pleasure of meeting her at a breast cancer event last year. And this book, as I opened it up this morning, because I needed some inspiration. Joseph's Inspiration, my goal is to inspire others to be their best. But oftentimes, the inspiration that I give comes out of a place of me needing to be inspired myself. And so I opened up the book this morning, and I was thumbing through because I needed a word. And the message that I'm going to share from her book says, when worries make you sweat the small and big stuff. And she's got several scriptures here, but the one that I want to share was what really touched my heart this morning, and it's Matthew 6:30-32. If God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Dear Father, I just give my needs and my desires and my concerns over to you today, because you know the desires of my heart. You know the pains of my worries. You know the frustrations that sometimes plague me. And even as I come today to inspire someone else, please lift my spirits, inspire me to stay strong in the face of all adversities. I am so grateful for your word, for your message, and for your unfailing love. Thank you, Father, for the gift of your Son, Jesus, and I praise your holy name. Amen. When worries make you sweat the small stuff, well, cancer can certainly be a word that can make a lot of people worry. And right now, today, I sit in a kind of a moment of worry or concern for my health, because there's something going on with my body that I cannot put my finger on and touch it and determine what it is. But we know when there's something amiss with us. We know when there's something that is out of sync in our body. And because I've been through 3 cancer diagnoses and a brain tumor and some other stuff that, you know, has not knocked me down but has strengthened me, I know that whatever this is as well will not knock me down but will strengthen me. No testimony. So this week, as I prepare for doctor's appointments and tests and all kinds of things, I'm giving it to God, because there's no need for me to fret and worry about things that are out of my control. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today, Matthew 6:34. Refuse to worry and keep your body healthy, Ecclesiastes 11:10. So I'm not going to worry beyond what's reasonable, and I don't know that there's a level of reasonability in any kind of worry. But as I do today's show, it's really very appropriate that I'm going to talk about the letter W. And A to Z Essential Oils for Cancer Care. And the W is for weight. Weight changes. Weight changes during cancer treatment. Now, the reason why this is so kind of just not mind-blowing, but perfect timing, is because I had been on a quest for health and weight loss and had been walking before it got too hot, had been going to a personal trainer before COVID hit, monitoring what I eat, paying attention to my diet. I got a certification just a few weeks ago to be a certified holistic health coach, which I'm really proud of because I learned so much during the study and in the process. And I was beginning to apply so many of the things that I've known to my own life when something changed within my body. Something disrupted that desire for weight loss, and my digestive system just got totally out of whack. And all the things that I knew to do, all the things that I tried that had worked in the past, just haven't been working. And so, as is important for me, to seek medical advice for anything that I can't fix. And so I've been seeing the doctor. I'm going to see the doctor a couple more times this week and next week for more tests. And then in all things, I seek the master healer because he has never failed me nor let me down. So weight is the challenge. Now, weight changes are a challenge for people whether they're going through cancer or not. Weight loss particularly can be something that people worry about having the desire for weight loss, and weight gain is something that people definitely often say they don't want to have happen. But when you're going through cancer treatments, weight changes, either loss or gain, can be very common. Quick weight loss can be a sign of dehydration, which can be serious. Weight loss of more than 3 pounds in a week should be reported to your cancer team. And there are lots of causes that could contribute to weight loss, including eating less because of nausea or poor appetite, diarrhea, vomiting, dehydration. So when someone is going through cancer treatment and they're losing weight without trying, losing 3 or more pounds in a week or less, having dry skin, fatigue or weakness, feeling thirsty, dizziness, clothes or rings becoming too big, those things are for concern. When the weight gain is a concern, sometimes people with cancer find that they don't lose weight during treatment, and they may even gain weight, which could be true for those with breast, prostate, or ovarian cancer who take medications and get hormone therapy and certain kinds of chemo or targeted therapy. They can have weight gain. And so a lot of women gain weight during treatment, particularly for breast cancer, some due to changes in hormone levels. Some notice a weight gain if they have lymphedema. Some may have recommendations that include that they have a reduced calorie diet, just like we may get after cancer treatment. Sometimes cancer may have swelling in the abdomen or belly that causes weight gain. And so there can be weight gains of 5 pounds or more in a week that can cause for concern, swollen ankles, shortness of breath, feeling puffy, bloated, tight shoes, clothes, or rings. That sounds a little familiar with what I'm feeling right now. Not the weight gain, but the shortness of breath, feeling puffy and bloated, and but at the same time, my rings are falling off my hand, so go figure. You know, I chuckle at all of this because the body is an amazing tool. It's a temple. And too often when we go to doctors, you know, they look at one part of the body and says, oh, this is what's going on with right here. And they don't consider that the body is one complete unit. Whatever goes on in one place has effects somewhere else. It's only recently that people are starting to understand that brain fog and memory and issues around thought and things like that originate in the gut. And there's that brain-gut connection that sometimes does not get recognized by doctors because they are individualizing those parts of your body that they're focused on. So when I went to the doctor last week, I knew that there were some gastrointestinal things going on, But I didn't want someone just to say, oh, let's run this test and this test. I wanted someone who had a focus in nutrition. And so I found an amazing doctor who understands that I'm not one to take medicine. People are always amazed when I go and they say, list your medications, and I have none. I like to know what my body's doing because I understand and I believe my body has the ability to heal itself if I do the proper things to nourish it, to care for it. And in all things, knowing that God has designed my body perfectly, perfectly, so that it can be in tune to what's going on. And so the first thing that I always do is get in touch with my body. I like to get still and meditate. I like to talk to my body. So I wake up in the morning oftentimes, and as I'm going through this gastrointestinal, whatever it is, I will stand in the mirror and I'll talk to my belly. And I'll say, baby, what do you need? What do we need to do to be better? And usually as I do that, some things will come to mind, things like reminding me that maybe I had some Lee's fried chicken the other day. And fried food not on my list of foods that I should be eating. But all those Lee's wings were so delicious. And my husband knows the weakness. So when he brought them and he said, baby, I brought you some Lee's wings, my first thought was, no, I don't need any fried chicken. And then later on, I was like, well, let me just go ahead because he brought them and I'm going to eat them because I know they're going to be good. So I did. And true to form, later on, my digestive system was like, hey, wait a minute, that wasn't what we wanted. That wasn't what we needed. So as I'm thinking about weight and weight changes, when I was going through my cancer treatment, I didn't have necessarily changes in my weight, but I did have changes in my digestion. I remember one of the doctors having me do what was called the Pelican to help move my bowel. And he would have me stand in the doorway of my hospital room and stand on one foot and raise the other foot up to my knee and raise my hands like a pelican and to lean from side to side to begin to make movement in the body. And so I know because right now I'm more sedentary at home. I'm not out walking on the track, not in the heat, but I'm being still. And so my body is not getting the movement. So the other day, I decided I was going to do some jumping jacks because there's a need for me not just to make my body move, but to help the lymph in my body move because the lymph is what helps with the white blood cells and helps my immune system. And lymph, unlike blood, does not have a way to move on its own. So sometimes I'll do dry brushing with my oils to stimulate the lymph and the lymphatic system. And having had the 3 cancer diagnoses, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, I'm very much aware of the need for me to pay attention to my lymphatic system. So as I talk about the oils, though, I wanted to talk about, well, what are oils that can be beneficial? Now, remember, I already said I'm not a doctor. I think sometimes that definitely I believe I know my body, but I've given you information not to diagnose or to override anything that your doctors have told you. But what I share is what I have found to be of benefit to me. I am not here to tell you to replace anything that you're doing that your doctors have told you to do. I am not a health professional, not a medical professional. And so what I share with you is purely for informational purposes only. So first thing I'm going to talk about is when I sat down, and I was reading this morning, and I was reading that piece in Lynn Eve's book. I decided that I needed an oil that was just for me today. And I get an AromaShare club from Youngevity, which is the company I'm with. I get an AromaShare each month, and I decided to open up the box that was for July because it says, find the emotional support you need to start a new journey. And I always feel like I'm starting a new journey. This is a beautiful time for new journeys. And so I opened the box, and there were 3 oils in there, but the oil I chose to pull out first just to lift my spirits is rose. Now, rose is not having anything to do right at the moment about what I'm going to talk about with weight loss, but in a way it does because it has the ability to encourage the production and release of dopamine. And rose is a very refreshing oil. And so we know of rose gardens. And I thought, how appropriate, rose. The flowers are blooming. Sometimes they're burning because it's so hot. But rose has some of those inflammatory properties and antifungal properties. So I'm sitting here, and I am diffusing, and I put a little drop of rose on me so that I can move forward and tell you about the oils that are beneficial for weight loss. Dill blend. Now, dill blend is a blend of both dill seed and dill weed. And I love dill because if you've ever thought about how dill pickles a lot of restaurants, particularly here in Richmond, I know one of my favorite restaurants, Jason's Cafe, always includes a spear of dill pickle with their meal. And I always wondered, why dill pickles? And so I know that dill seed has been known to aid digestive problems in adults, and it has been found to reduce oral inflammation. It can be used to fight off urinary infections and relieve painful urination. It can also relieve hiccups and constipation problems, as well as colds, fevers, coughs, nerves, bronchitis, and spasms. It's antifungal, and it is a great way to help bring your digestive system back into balance. Dill weed can relieve flatulence, colic, vomiting, nausea, stomach cramps, and hiccups. It benefits the digestive, respiratory, and the endocrine system, and is excellent for balancing blood sugar. It's calming on the autonomic nervous system, which makes it a useful aid for hyperactivity in children. And now, as I'm sharing this, remember, I'm sharing just some general information that about the oil. This is not intended to replace anything that you do. So, but dill. So I was reading, I was like, I got some dill pickles in my house. After lunch today, I'm going to pop a dill pickle and just let that be something to soothe my digestive system. Now, the next oil I'm going to talk about is one of my favorite oils. And as I've been going through these digestive challenges, I've been doing a whole lot of lemon. I like to take lemon and add a slice of lemon to my water and drink all day. I've been doing some lemon and hot water with some other oils, peppermint and carrot seed, to try to help cleanse me. But lemon is a very great oil, a very good oil for aiding digestion. And if you think about, often when you think about cleaning, I think about that commercial, Lemon Pledge, very pretty, whatever. But Lemon Pledge in hospitals, often lemon scents can permeate because lemon is considered to be cleansing and refreshing. It helps with your thought processes because it helps to clarify your mental status. It can help with breathing, cleansing the inside of the body as well as the whole household, and it's beneficial for infections, weight loss, and I love lemon. So sometime probably today I will get my fresh lemon and I will slice it and add it to my water. Not any sugar, just some fresh lemon water, because that always helps me a whole lot. So lemon, too, is antibacterial, antifungal. It is also antimicrobial. There are so many benefits to it. Diuretic, lymphatic, it aids in waste management and decongestion for the lymph system, which is obviously what I think I need right now. Then the next oil I'm going to talk about is grapefruit, pink grapefruit. It's been a while since I've had a grapefruit. In fact, I used to grow up sometimes as I was young. My mother would always have grapefruit in the morning. And our elders knew so much about what was beneficial. And although I would get that grapefruit and sprinkle sugar on it because I thought it was bitter, I now understand that the benefit of grapefruit oil, just like lemon and other citrus oils, are very good for elimination and for detoxing. So pink grapefruit is also effective for emotional balance, and it is also very good for issues that could be related to kidney and to stimulate the digestive and lymphatic system. So grapefruit, I think I'm going to alternate. You know, by the time I get to the doctor, I have a feeling all will be resolved, which is what I'm hoping, that by the time I get there, I won't need to have anything major done, that they'll say, I think you're good. And then the last oil, which is also a blend from Youngevity, and I always forget to share, my oils are part of the company that I'm a part of, Youngevity International. My webpage, Josie, J-O-S-I, Hopkins.Youngevity.com. And you can always just reach out to me by text or email. You can email me at Josie, J-O-S-I, Hopkins@gmail.com. And I'd be happy to share more with you. Now, Organ Master. Organ Master is a blend specifically designed to promote overall organ support and help with organ regeneration. It can assist with weight loss and help lessen food cravings. It is a very great oil for respiratory as well, which is the other issue I'm having right now because my digestive system is kind of off and I'm not properly eliminating. It's affecting my breathing. So I walk up a flight of steps and I am literally out of breath. That's not a good thing. So with this particular oil, Organ Master, it's a blend of oils, basil, geranium, white grapefruit, lemon, marjoram, nutmeg, peppermint, rosemary, and spearmint. And it benefits the endocrine system as well as the digestive system. So as we close out this session of A to Z Essential Oils for Cancer Care with Josie, I'm going to have faith that all is going to be well. Because after the doctors are able to do their endoscopy and their colonoscopy and see what it is that they think they see going on in my body, and I'm not claiming anything, but keep me in prayer because, you know, I don't like the doctors, but I'm going to go and I'm going to have faith that the outcome is going to be positive. I'll be back again in 2 weeks. Where I will try to begin to wind down A to Z essential oils for cancer care because all I have left are X, Y, and Z. So I'm going to have some things that I'll put together for that. And then I've got some interviews coming up with some oil friends who are part of my essential oil community. Have a beautiful, blessed week. Enjoy. Take time. Breathe. Stay focused. Stay hydrated. And love yourself. Talk to your body and say, girl or guy, what do you need me to do to take better care of you? And it will definitely let you know. Have a great day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Ain't easy, 'cause that world I painted, where things Hello. Thank you for joining me again on Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Josie's Inspiration Network and the Finding My Way Network. You know, with everything that's going on, with everything that we're going through, people are becoming quite tired. We're used to moving and doing and making things happen, and people are starting to feel lost. The other day, while I was talking to a few friends, the topic of not knowing where they belong after all of the pandemic closed downs and jobs and schools and churches, without the job to go to each day, the question of who am I and what do I do moving forward, it seems to be on most people's minds. One friend said he has a 32-year-old son, and he'd been in and out of his family's home most of his life, and recently he totally moved back. But whereas before he at least looked for a job or tried to pick himself up, he now has no motivation. He sits around and he plays video games. And there must be other people with whom he can challenge because he's playing this thing online with other people who have nothing else better to do. So my friend said, I guess he just has to find himself. Now, while I understand the concept of having to regroup from time to time, I understand that. But why do we say we're lost? How can you lose a whole person? Now, there is an answer. In fact, there's more than one. When we say we have to find ourselves, it's when we're being pushed by spirit to leave our comfort zone. But we're afraid of what's beyond. Now, let's get this straight. You can't be lost. You are not loose change at the bottom of a pocketbook. You are not lost. What happens is that your authentic self, your true God-given nature, has been buried for years under the shadow of the conditioning from other people as to what you should be or what you shouldn't do. And this was done ever since you were born and maybe even before by well-meaning adults, no doubt, trying to lead you in what they think is the right direction because they love you. And maybe you've heard all of your life that you should be a doctor or a lawyer or a teacher, and just maybe you grew up and do that. But did you do it because you wanted it, or it was just expected of you? Maybe even a family lineage, like being a police officer or being in the military. Those well-meaning people created in you such an accurate picture of who you should be, even though it's an admirable profession. All of your life they've done this. And when your true calling or purpose starts to push you and gnaw at you, it created such discomfort that you shut down. What is then needed is a total refresher course as to who you are. I mean who you really are. Your true, authentic self. The self that existed before you were dressed in the world's opinions about you. And that shutdown that you're experiencing right now, if you let it, it can become the unearthing and rebirthing of your very soul. Why do you think people go on treks, climbing mountains to find a guru to tell them what to do? Because as spiritual and exciting as that sounds, it's just another way of saying we are still conditioned to listen to somebody, anybody, that we think knows more than we do. Let me ask you this. When your refrigerator breaks down, or your toaster, or your blender, do you go to another refrigerator, toaster, or blender to try to find out what's wrong, or do you call the manufacturer? So why do you think another flesh and blood, flawed human being can solve your problems? Yes, it does help to talk it out And kudos to everybody in the counseling profession, which I am one. But talking to someone, you get the answer according to the frame of mind that they're in at the time. Just go within first before you try anything else. Find a spot to read and study and find out who you are to God. The Bible has a word for every problem. Let's just start with Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts I have toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts to prosper you and not harm you, that bring you to an expected end. Now to me, that sounds like a place to start my search if I felt lost. When we're left alone with our own thoughts, we can go down a rabbit hole of what ifs. Like, well, I don't want to study medicine anymore. I'm happy teaching underprivileged kids, but my family expects me to become a doctor. Grandpa was a doctor. Dad was a doctor. And they'll be ashamed of me if I stop now. And besides, you don't get rich teaching. I'd better just put on my big girl pants and suck it up and don't worry about being happy. I'll be happy enough when I'm able to buy what I want. Okay, right there, you just threw a flag on the play in the game of life. You were thinking with a carnal mind, worried about what others think and how to preserve your precious family heritage. There are many families who put that kind of pressure on people, and especially their young folks. And what they don't know is that when someone is happy in the work at their hand, they perform in excellence, and they make a difference in not only their lives, but the lives of others. And as for the money, well, God does supply, and I can tell you so many ways I can't even explain how God has provided for me. Because, see, I've been a product of that stinking thinking. But as I've said before, I was what they called the black sheep. I went my own way. I did my own thing. And you know, when it turned out, everybody wanted to claim me because I was right. But only because others would say something nice, so I guess they felt like it was okay to claim me. But my point is, when I stopped worrying and sat down and asked God what to do and listened, the synchronicities just kept coming. The opportunities fell into place. And because of my conversations with God, I was ready to take hold of all of those opportunities and to do so with confidence. Now, is that the end? Will I never have a doubting moment again? Oh, heck no. In fact, sometimes that's the time when you go back to the edge of that rabbit hole. But this time, before you jump in the pool of what ifs, you know what to do. You go back to source for more encouragement. It says in Philippians 4:8, and I love this passage, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. In other words, find the redeeming quality of whatever it is that you're going through so you can raise your vibration, because like attracts like. You see, when you're feeling lost or despondent, all you will be able to attract is more of the same. It's a vicious cycle. But that feeling of, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, works for your good. Because when you say that you are one, aligning yourself to your source, God is your source. Everything that is good and perfect comes from God. And he said in his word that he wished above all things that you prosper, even as your soul is prospering. So that means when you say that, you're aligning yourself with that source, and you're giving all the power to change your situation to the Creator. Now that's trust. And though you must put forth effort, and you just did through readjusting that attitude, that upward spiral coming from that thought pattern invites change of direction and energy. So the statement, you are never alone, is very true. When you align your mind to the mind of the divine, you have the energy of the entire host of heaven to help you. You don't have to find yourself. You, with the capital Y, the non-physical part of you, just needs you to calibrate your physical part to become the one whole you were made to be. I know that sounds weird, but it's true. Just think about it this way. For every space and every place of doubt within your being, there is also a space where the solution is already activated and working quite well, I may add. Just take a moment and be still. Silence your mind. And just remember what God said about you. How you are fearfully and wonderfully made in His image. And how God is not a man that He could lie. And how the thought of the Creator of all placing so much high esteem on His creation, just let that sink in. Now you tell me, thinking about that and sitting in that luxurious space of knowing that you are loved and appreciated, how can you sit in despair? Knowing all of that. Now, you weren't lost, but your knowledge was misplaced. And now that you've regained it, begin the process of allowing. You see, allowing, that's the work. Allowing without you jumping in and fixing anything. Just to dwell in the fact that God has a purpose and God has a plan that includes you. And no one, I don't care who they think they are, no one can take your place. So the longer that you take to find yourself, the longer the world and the people around you who need your particular energy will be deprived of the unique joy that is you. Just know that above all, you are an extension of the Creator, and that each of us are individual, unique extensions expressing the God force when we vibrate on a high level. And we must find a way to vibrate on that high level, because to do so helps us to get rid of the myth of separation. Because although we are many and unique, we are one. One circle of light and love. And within the circle of light and love, all is whole, perfect, and complete. So when you look at what's going on around you, yes, I understand that you may feel a little down because things seem to be getting worse instead of better. We hear every day that there are more cases of the pandemic. There is more racial tension. But I got to tell you, the more energy you give to what we perceive as reality in this now moment, the more of it we are going to get. So instead of seeing that, see this world as being whole, as being healthy, as the people get a chance to reposition themselves to prosper. Because while I know there are souls that have been lost, there are people who have lost friends and family members, close loved ones, doesn't that alone give you a chance to reposition your mind, a chance to sit and just be, and talk to God, and find out where we need to punch a reset button. Or maybe God has to punch the reset button, and this is it. When we think positive thoughts, whatever is in your space that you don't like, write down, take a piece of paper and just write it out, the exact opposite. If you find something that you do not like, write the exact opposite affirmation that will affirm the goodness in the situation. And let me give you an example. I've been hit with all of this just like everyone else, and I refuse to sit in it. What I did with 4 months of not working was do the work. I have a young man that I call my nephew, and his slogan is, I am the work. And what he means by that is you have to put forth your positive energy. You have to know that you know that you know that you are worthy of your good. So what I did was I upped my education. And something I never had time to do but always loved to do and hadn't done in so long, because I was working for what I deemed necessity instead of working from what I call joy. And that's gardening. Well, I got to tell you, I think I left my zucchini out a little bit too long, because I pulled out a few 4-pound zucchini, and I have never been so happy and so dirty and so proud in my entire life. We have an opportunity to punch the reset button. Do it with people you love, but first do the work for yourself, because your vibration will draw people of the same vibration. And where one light bulb can add a little light, a bunch of us light beings can add a glow that can never be put out. This world is precious. This world is the only physical world that we have. And until we can see that, and until we can see all the vibrance in each person, each animal, each everything, and not try to work to control it, because that's not a natural state of animal or man being controlled. That's when people resist, and resistance becomes anger, and anger becomes chaos, and God does not speak in chaos. So when you're thinking that you're lost and you have to find yourself, just find what God says about you. Relax in the arms of a God that thinks you are the most special thing in the whole world, and he feels that way about his entire creation. Know that you are loved. Know that your real work is allowing yourself to be drenched in that love, soaked in that love, until that's all that there is love. We can do this. We have to do this. We owe it to ourselves. We owe it to the world. And we owe it to the God that created us in his own image and likeness. We are supposed to radiate. We are supposed to be the ones. We are what we're looking for. So we cannot afford to think that we are lost and fall into an abyss. That's the work, and that's the challenge. So I leave you with this challenge, and I leave you with this homework. You know I love to give homework. Anything that's bothering you, anything that you see that you don't like, write it down. And directly across from it, write down something, some thought that totally changes that negative into a positive. And when enough of us do that, we can change this world. And that's what it's going to take. This is Reverend Lydia saying relax, release, and relate. Know that you are who you're searching for. And be blessed.
Easy, 'cause that world I painted, where things just don't work.
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.